Modern America's man of music is at the Blue Note, and so is NBC. You have a concert side table at the fabulous Blue Note, Chicago's mecca for moderns and the people who play it that way. And you're just in time for the solid jazz stylings of Stan Kenton and his orchestra in the form of Stan Kenton Concert Encores, a program of the most knocked-out Kenton compositions. In other words, the Kenton creations that rate the biggest hand on his regular Tuesday night Stan Kenton Concert.
We really owe you people here in the Blue Note a debt of gratitude because, you know, you did wonderfully. You did just as you were told. And you did it with such gusto and enthusiasm. This evening here from the Blue Note, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening in, you know, on a weekend, we play a lot of music here in this place. And people come down here, they come down to hear music, and there's no letdown, hours and hours of it. And it's a wonderful place for the orchestra to play, too, because we play music that is strictly for listening, and our action is to get their reaction of the thing that we are presenting at the moment. So, fellas, I think it would be nice this evening if we kind of didn't get too involved as we start this concert encore program. The number called Minor Riff gives you a chance to speak a little bit for yourself and a chance for a little bit of organized sound. There'll be some alto saxophone here by Lee Konitz, and there starts out a trumpet solo with Buddy Childers and develops into a tenor saxophone solo by Richie Kamuka. Finally, the trombones wind up into this thing. Bags, are you listening? Start stirring this thing, will you please? I guess that I read the footnotes wrong here on my particular program because I announced a few soloists. They turned out soloists. And I want to straighten things out. Russo decided he'd play a what is it? How do you pronounce that word? Trombone. It's a new instrument. The solo here. And there was about a 30-second drama that went on that I'd like to describe. I said that Buddy Childers would play trumpet, and Maynard Ferguson was here waiting to play. Buddy came down. There was a discussion as to what they should do about it. And first, Maynard was going to go back to his chair, and Buddy was going to blow it. And then finally, they decided to blow it together. And we're so happy that we ended up friends. This next number is not new to you people that have been listening to the concerts in miniature at all. We've played it a great deal, and it's going to be recorded within the next day or so. It's a thing that takes a lot of effort here on the brass men's part, but we can get some spirit going and create it in an Afro-Cuban way with this arrangement called Taboo. Checking through the numbers that have been played on concert in miniature, the things that have been received because of the enthusiasm expressed regarding them, they are included on this show this evening, some of them. This next thing is the theme that was taken from the composition The Halls of Brass out of the Innovations in Modern Music Library and developed and written here for Frank Rossellino. So, Frank, come in and start speaking. Rossellino, in order to have this program not to be outdone by the things that we are playing on Tuesday evening, we decided also to take a chance here and present something fresh in this edition of Concert Encores. This number is a thing that can be called impressionism, something that your fantasies can prevail, but we thought at the moment we would direct them in a particular direction, a suggestion in the way of a fantasy because of impressionism. Let's just consider this work called A Modernist in Cuba. Thank you.
These past moments of music have been the progressive jazz stylings of modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Playing in Jazztown's best, the Blue Note at Madison near Dearborn in Old Chicago. Another solid session of Stan Kenton Consort Encores will be coming your way from the Blue Note this coming Wednesday night at 11:30 New York time. In the meantime, don't forget your regular Stan Kenton concert, Tuesday night at 11:30, again, New York time. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.